Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Star Child Podcast. I'm Tanya Estrella, and I'm here with your second episode today. So in true Tawny fashion, I did not come into this podcasting thing with a plan. I felt very, very called and had all the circumstances kind of present themselves to me all at once to record that first episode. And I was so, so excited to do that. And I'm feeling it out from here. So what I'm feeling from here is I'm going to aim to put out an episode once every couple weeks. So it'll be a couple times a month. I will have these shorter episodes come out where I'm talking about a particular subject that is important and relevant at the time. And then I'm hoping quarterly to have a longer special episode like I started out with during eclipse season this time. So that would be a longer episode with a guest where I'm having an interesting conversation with somebody. So that's kind of what I'm thinking for now. But this is a very, you know, intuitive process for me, as most things are. So just thank you for being here. And I'm excited to see how this is going to evolve. So what I felt like was really important to talk about today, what I've been thinking about and what feels really, really relevant, especially coming out of eclipse season when, you know, a lot has shifted already and a lot is still kind of shifting and settling out. So it does take some time for these changes to truly settle out and sink in. The integration process that we go through is a big one when we go through these big shifts, especially the big shifts that come in often very suddenly and unexpectedly during eclipse season. And for me personally, I had so many shifts, so many changes just in a matter of, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. So much came in for me. And so what I've really been thinking about is the tests that present themselves to us when we are about to open up a brand new door. This can be with anything. I kind of call this up-leveling. So when you've been going through your growth journey, when you've been walking your path, when you've been learning what you are here to learn, we'll have different steps of this kind of process. So I did kind of talk about this last time with the spiral that I mentioned, that spiral staircase. If you haven't heard about this, I highly recommend going back and listening to the last episode that was about eclipse season and, you know, learning to stay steady when the ground is shifting beneath your feet. But I talk about this spiral staircase. We are walking this spiral staircase that goes up and up and up. And so we may revisit certain lessons or certain themes, but we're revisiting them from a higher space, a higher place than we were before. So oftentimes, when you're about to kind of start the next flight of steps up to the next level, you will experience a lot of obstacles, a lot of resistance, both internally and externally, and you'll experience a lot of things that feel like tests or challenges, like where it feels like everything just hits you at once. And it's so heavy and it's so loud and it feels so unbearable almost at times. It feels like, why is all of this happening to me all in the same moment? Why can't I catch a break? Why are things working against me? That is usually what it feels like when we are about to enter into a new domain, when we're about to reach that next plateau before we start climbing that next spiral of stairs ahead of us. I've been thinking about this a lot because I've been experiencing this over the last month. This is something that's very personal to me as well and feels very relevant and timely that it's happening for a lot of people at once right now. I just wanted to talk a little bit about that to give you some context, but also some reassurance that if you are facing tests and challenges, that it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. It actually is an indicator that you are about to break through. What happens when we're about to break through to this new level is that the universe really needs to make sure that we are truly ready for the next stage, that we have truly prepared and learned everything that we need to learn from the past experiences we've had. So when you're closing a chapter and you're getting ready to open a new one, oftentimes you'll have a lot of familiar feeling experiences from your past come in to kind of poke you or prod you or test you. And while this can feel not pleasant, this is not meant as a punishment. This is actually meant for our good. So when these tests come in, when these kind of triggers and obstacles come in, a lot of the time it's something that is making sure that we have truly closed those cycles, truly closed those chapters, and that we're really ready for the next level. Because what would happen if these things came in before we were truly ready for the next level is that we would take one step into that new level and we would fall backward into the old one, but usually in a very painful and uncomfortable way, and sometimes with a huge sabotage that would kind of set us back even further than we were before, and we would have to kind of work our way back up to the point that we have gotten to. The universe wants to make sure that you've truly learned the lesson that has come before, that you're really ready to step into the next place, the next level that you're going into. This means that people from your past can literally come back in and start to push certain boundaries with you. This can be, you know, new people come in, but they remind you of things from the past that were really uncomfortable or that you had to stand up against, and you're faced with choice points. So that's another thing that's come up a lot in the last month or so, is these huge choice points where it's like a split in the road that we come to, and we have to decide if we're going to go down the path that looks a bit more clear and familiar, but we've already walked it before, or if we're going to be willing to set off onto the unknown path and see what it holds for us. The safety of the familiar is often very comforting in a certain way, or it draws us in. It makes us feel like that is the safer and better way to go, but that's not necessarily the case. If you've already walked that road before and you have truly learned the lessons that you have to learn from that road, why would you walk it again? So these are the choice points that come in for us when we are ready to graduate from a certain lesson, and we can choose. That's the amazing thing. We do have the free will to choose what we do, how we respond when we get these choice points that come up. And so if we choose to continue down the familiar road, this can be, you know, playing out the same patterns, making the same choices as before. In that example of people coming back from the past and testing your boundaries, are you going to actually uphold your boundaries, or are you going to cave in like you might have done in the past? That's one example of a choice point that can come in a very tangible way, and that has been coming in for so many. This can be so many different things, you know, taking the risk, taking the leap, being willing to go toward an unknown opportunity that lights you up and makes you feel excited and inspired, but also is very scary and pushes you out of your comfort zone. So these are a lot of the things that have been coming in for us over eclipse season and beyond. And while eclipse season, the window for the eclipses between the two ended in mid-May, this eclipse energy is active for quite a while. This very change-oriented energy that kind of removes the foundations from under you if they are faulty or if they have expired. That is what I'm talking about with a lot of this eclipse energy. Eclipses are known to bring in destined change, to align us with the path that we're truly meant to be on, whether we want to or not. And a lot of times things come in that are so shocking. Personally, I had several different things come in that were very, very shocking within a very short period of time that I never would have seen coming. I never thought were even possible, or I would not have expected that. If you would have asked me about any of it, I wouldn't have known before it happened. But I see how, as painful as some of those things have been, and shocking or uncomfortable as they have been, I just keep thinking about how all of these things truly are blessings in disguise. And when I say blessings in disguise, like, they're very disguised, they're very transformed from what they actually are. So in the moment, they can feel like, you know, the worst thing that could have happened. They can feel like this complete, you know, shift that you don't even know what to do with. It can be very scary. It can be very painful. It can stir up so much old stuff in you, old wounds, old fears, old patterns. There's so much that gets stirred up when we are kind of thrust into this unknown area and this huge change suddenly, especially when it comes in a shocking way. It's something that we have not prepared for, and we really could not have prepared for, even if we would have known, because it seems like it's impossible until it happens. If you have been experiencing any of this lately, you are not alone. I have been moving through a lot of that myself as well. But really what I am here to say is that these obstacles and even these huge, huge shifts, these things that come in that feel like awful things or they push every button that you have, when we give them time, we will see why those are happening and how they are actually happening for us, not to us, even though in the moment and in the aftermath of it, it does not feel like that. It does not feel good, does not feel easy. It does not feel like what's supposed to be happening. But these changes, especially changes that happen around eclipses, they have some larger purpose for why they're happening. And often that's not revealed to us until we walk down the road a bit. A lot of times we have to kind of walk the walk and just experience it before we understand what it was actually doing for us and what the purpose and the meaning of it was the whole time, and also what it was opening up for us. When we experience these ups and downs and these intense kind of emotional moments, when we experience our emotions and let ourselves feel them and let them move through our body, we're actually clearing space. This entire chapter, this entire process of the last month or so, it's been going on a little longer than that too, but it really amplified for the last month. This has been the chapter of making room for what's to come. So sometimes, you know, when you have something removed from your life, it can set off a lot of things. It can set off fear and grief and sadness and anger and discomfort and all of these things. But what is it making room for? Because what's coming is better than what has gone. What are you making room for? What have these changes and these shifts and even the things that have felt like losses in the moment, what are they making room for? And that's one thing I like to think about and ask myself when I'm able in these times. This is also not a time to rush through the feelings though. We're not trying to bypass the emotions that are coming up, the real raw emotions and fears and everything that needs to be honored and experienced. I'm not trying to bypass that and say we should just start looking at what it's doing for us. Not at all. Once we allow ourselves to fully have the experience, to feel the feelings, to let them move through us and make that room and expand us outward, this is the process by which we are expanded, is feeling our feelings, feeling our pain, you know, sinking into the depths of these experiences, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant. This is the path, the road to expansion. So once we have done that, and once we are in a little bit of a more stable space internally, that's the point where we can start thinking and asking some questions, getting curious, observing ourselves, you know, being that neutral observer when we are able to be in a neutral space, which will not be all the time. But when we are naturally in that space, or when we're able to move in a good feeling way into that space, we can think about, you know, wow, I just cleared so much room. What did I let go of? What am I making room for? What am I not holding on to anymore that I was holding on to before? What was no longer serving me that's no longer here anymore? So many of these shifts and these pushes that we've gotten recently to let go of things or to change or to have things like exit our life that are not supposed to be in there anymore, they're ultimately to make that room and to help us to let go of the things that aren't working in our highest interest so that we can soar. That is always, always the goal of the universe, to help us to achieve our highest potential and our true path and purpose for this life, to, you know, usher you along in perfect timing when it's time to do so. Oftentimes when these tests come in, they feel incredibly painful and uncomfortable, but what are they doing for you? I just want to kind of remind us during this time when so much is still shifting and then it's kind of settling and integrating the stuff that has already changed. I personally am still settling into this new normal that I have, this new reality that I popped out into, where a lot has shifted. Like the foundations that I was standing on are no longer the same foundations anymore. I thought that the things that were concrete and solid beneath my feet were always going to be that way, but truly, that foundation wasn't serving me. So it feels very jarring when you feel like the rug kind of gets pulled out from under you, but maybe that needed to go. I always think about rejection is protection. And so if something really needs to go from my life, you know, I used to try to convince and chase and hang on. And, you know, it still is challenging. I still have trouble letting go sometimes, but I do my best to surrender and to remember that if something is leaving, it's meant to go. And I might not understand that yet. I might not like that. I might not want that. But there's some reason why that thing needed to go in the moment, and that I'm going to see with time, and it's going to actually be to my benefit over time. And in these periods of uncertainty, I think that a lot of times we want to cling on to what we've known. Again, that familiarity can be comforting even when we don't like what's familiar, even when we've wanted to have a change, even when we've wanted to do something different. But there's this natural inclination that we have, and it's often increased by a conditioned kind of fear response that we've experienced over time that's been heightened and reinforced. We tend to cling to what we know. But this is the reminder that it's okay not to know. It's okay not to know what's happening. It's okay not to know why. It's okay not to know what's coming next. It's okay not to know anything. It's okay to throw it all out, to kind of throw out the old perspectives and open into possibility of something new. And I'm not saying that it's not difficult and incredibly scary at times, but the way out is through. This is not something that we can avoid or bypass. And if we even can for a period of time, it does just intensify it down the road. Because you don't know right now does not mean that you've done anything wrong. Not knowing does not mean that you've stepped out of line or that you don't have any of the answers. It's actually quite freeing to admit that we don't really have the answers or that we don't really know what's happening. We don't have control. It can be terrifying and freeing all at once. There's so much still happening and shaking out in the stars. There's been a lot of change. There's been a lot of tension, aggression, miscommunication. A lot of things just being revealed and coming to light that have needed to be revealed. But a lot of times, the truth is not pretty. So a lot of times, it can be hard to see it. But if you're still here and you're still doing this, I mean, this is exactly what you're here for. There is a reason why all of this is happening and is coming up for you in this exact moment, in the exact timing that it is. There's a reason why these things shifted exactly how and when they did. And it's not important to understand why yet. It's important to remind yourself that there is something that this is happening for, and to open to receiving that, to open to those answers, even to just ask an open-ended question like, what is the purpose of this? What am I supposed to know? What am I supposed to learn? Can open the doorway to so, so much that we can receive from that. But a lot of it really takes setting what we think we know aside, setting the past aside, setting old coping mechanisms and habits and behaviors aside, and opening. I'm seeing like a vision of, you know, just opening your arms and your chest wide to receive something new. Like, do you want to continue walking in the same loop? Or do you want to ascend upward? Do you want to change the pattern? Do you want to end the cycle? Do you want to experience something brand new? A lot of times when we are in these cycles of suffering that feel like so heavy and they've been passed down from our parents and their parents before them, you know, often these cycles of dysfunction or these cycles of ways of being, of belief systems, we carry these on our backs until we're ready to let them go. And when we do choose to let them go, we do open ourselves up to experiencing something new. We open ourselves up to be that cycle breaker, to be the one who says that it ends with me. I'm going to stand up and face this. I'm going to look at what's really there rather than walking this loop over and over again. I'm not going to pass this loop on to my children too. And so there's a lot coming up for everybody right now, but you know, especially if you resonate with being one of those cycle breakers, I definitely do. There's so much that is coming up, and there are a lot of challenges right now. There's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of discomfort. And what I'm finding is that the old ways of being, the old ways that we used to distract and avoid and cope and numb and do all of that, they are not working anymore. The same old things are not working anymore because we're in a new paradigm now. We're in a new energy signature and in a new place entirely in terms of where we are, where we've expanded to, you know, that next level that we've gotten to in this spiral staircase that we're walking up. We're in a new place. We cannot survive and thrive with the old strategies anymore. So even if those strategies were working perfectly before, they're not working the same way. And that's okay. It's okay to feel fear and grief and whatever you feel, anger, sadness over what is coming up, what is changing, what has left. these new beginnings, we talk about new beginnings as if they're only positive, as if they always feel good. And new beginnings are beautiful and wonderful, but we don't often talk about the grief associated with starting anew and the process it takes to actually let go of the old in order to open up to it and be ready for it and be poised and aligned to receive what it is that you truly want and desire and deserve in this life. If you are being tested, if you have been tested, know that this is not an indicator you've done something wrong or that you've fallen out of alignment. This is actually an indicator you are about to break through to the next level. Keep going. You can do this. I know we can all do this. I've been, chugging alongside with you. And I hope that you will continue to move forward. It's time to close those last doors and open the new ones and, walk into this brand new beginning that we really, really, really deserve and desire. I hope that that's helpful. Thank you so much for being here. This has been the Star Child Podcast. If you'd like to read more or hear more from me, you can go to my website at taniastrella.com. I do have a monthly membership with a private group there. I do sell healing creations. I have my book, The Phoenix Girl. I have a lot of things there that are just very supportive of your journey and really talking about this healing and growth and transformation and building and trusting in yourself and your intuition and your path as we're walking this spiritual journey in the physical world. So thank you so much. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.